Hello and welcome to the Nerdable podcast number 43. I was supposed to have an intro for this one, but I didn't. So that's pretty much how this one's going to go for now. Today we're going to be talking about several different things like Nintendo and Monster Hunter and all of that stuff. So let's just roll the intro. Why do you do that to me? Hi everybody.
Hi.
How are you today?
By the sounds of it, a damn sight better off than you are, my friend.
I mean, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm not poorly. I'm not that bad. I've been worse. I was worse.
You sound a bit sick.
You just sound a bit sick of us, do you? If I'm honest.
Yeah. You sound like. You hate us. What have we done?
No, not quite. Maybe.
not quite hate.
Hate's a strong word.
Strong dislike is the one that you're going for, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway.
No.
It's
consistent disapproval.
Yeah. So it's 43rd episode of the podcast, and today we've got myself, Aaron, with Josh, Alan.
Hello.
And Tempe,
who
remains anonymous.
Unnamed.
To everyone who's not in the Discord because of some recent nobbery that went on.
Look, you were the one that decided to go on Facebook and comment on something, and that was it.
The illusion was shattered.
You did fully bring that on yourself, mate.
Yeah, all right, mate. Don't worry about it.
It's a public platform. If we choose to screenshot that, so be it.
Go for it, mate.
Oh, so now you decide to get into the tractor. You fucking shithead. I can just hear this cardboard like rattling behind me, and I turn around and the cat is in his tractor.
Oh, so is this the farming simulator tractor?
Yes. That may or may not be embargoed for another couple of days, so I can't really say anything.
Oh.
So, yeah,
now,
that's...
You've just been embarking on craft projects inspired by games that are coming out that you're looking forward to, haven't you, Anne?
Exactly.
No, he's got the early edition of the Nintendo Labo.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm so I must go out and say that I'm disappointed that I missed that podcast because I had a lot to say about that thing. By a lot, I mean probably like 10 seconds of like mouthing off on it, but like
that whole concept. Oh, I'd forgotten about that. Did you have to bring it back in?
It's the best.
The fact that you called it something like different, Lobo or something, for like the half of the podcast. And then...
Oh.
Yep.
If I'm honest, I don't give a shit what
how much we cared about that.
They could call it Nintendo Cardboard shit.
That is going to be a product where 90% of its sales is going to be dads rebuying it after falling over it drunk and breaking it and really pissing their kids off.
Oh, I broke your piano!
That is where all the sales are going to come from. Is dads rebuying it after falling on it pissed. That is where the money's coming from.
I mean, that obviously says a lot about your childhood, Alan.
No, that... now you see, in that regard, it was me falling over my own stuff drunk.
Oh, right,
my dad used to just steal stuff from me that he didn't like. So, like my yo-yo, it was like... causing too much damage around the house or something. So.
Wow.
What were you doing with your yo-yo? Before
fucking...
Actually, no.
Swinging
it around his head.
No, doing
it around the world. Like,
I'm doing a fucking walk in the dog. Shit.
Like, you know. Like,
I suggest we don't go too deep into that before this becomes a therapy session over a podcast.
Well, not with you, mate. I'm not going to open up to you.
Please don't.
Wow.
Please
That's
don't.
It. That's fucked. Okay, so what's everyone been playing the past couple of weeks?
Well, I played 11 and a half hours of PUBG yesterday, so...
A bit of a revelation for all of the listeners out there. I'm not really that into PUBG anymore.
It's not a game of the year anymore, guys.
It's definitely not.
It's still game of the year for last year, but it might not be game of the year.
It might not be game of the year for this year.
Jury's still fucking out on that one, eh?
He hasn't even switched onto Fortnite either. Like, God, we're all so shocked about it.
What am I? Like, I'm 335 hours of PUBG now.
That's depressing.
Not even I hate myself that much, man.
Yeah.
Like, God.
No, I mean, it is an enjoyable game. I'll still stick by that, but I just can't be bothered with it at the moment.
Oh, no, wait. We played, like, 3 matches of Overwatch, and I got fucking triggered so bad. Like, it was just, like...
today is a great day to play it because Total Mayhem's back in the rotation, as is No Limits. So we've just done six Torbians.
No,
and
the problem is...
game. It's fucking beautiful.
I was forced to play with silver people, and, like, they're just the worst.
Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, you're playing with...
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Call them out. Call them out.
And like I was quite drunk as well, and not drunk. I'd been drinking, but
tipsy.
Yeah.
We'll get tipsy.
Yeah, tipsy. That's it.
Very.
You got it down out there. But like the general coordination between like that and even like gold or like platinum or whatever is like, you know. It took us, like, a few rounds of people trolling with, like, a Torb and stuff before we actually got a healer on the team. It was...
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get around it, honestly. I'm like...
That's why I just play healer myself. I'm literally support main.
So I play Lucio, but, like, sometimes, like... You know, like, I could play PUBG for, like, 10 hours and not get pissed off at all. And I played that for, like, 3 matches, and I was like, I can't play this. Like, it's making me angry. I just expect the stupidity from PUBG and, like, me being shit at the game and, like, you know, after 335 hours, you know.
The issue with PUBG, though, is, like, the optimum way to get, like, high score where you get enough BP to actually fucking buy anything is you just hide.
No,
shooting
it's not.
And killing people is fucking redundant because it doesn't reward you enough.
If you win a solo, you'll get like a couple kills. You get like over 1,000 BP or something. Like if you're playing squad, like you'll be lucky to get like, you know, 500 or 600 from a chicken dinner. So that's why like I like to engage, but like, you know, certain people I play with like to camp back in little gazoos in the mountain.
Little gazoos.
Just like never come out. I was like, oh, it's circle run, but. It's all fun. It's like there's different ways of playing. It's the most engaging game of all time.
Yeah. I was gonna say something, but then I was just like, do you know what? No.
Yeah, you nearly went for it. You nearly went for it.
Yeah. it's like when people do that thing where they're like they're about to say something, they're like. And then they just don't. Except I didn't. Like, I got past the breathing in part and just went.
It's like when people give it game of the year, like you know.
Yeah,
it's like when people give it a 10 out of 10.
No, let's not have this fucking conversation again.
Okay,
game.
So
a 10 out of 10 doesn't have to be perfect. Yeah.
Well, it does. That's literally the like, rating.
Definition.
I know. Ty Dillinger can tell you that. Come on.
Yay.
That's fallen over everyone's head but Josh. But it works for a great segue for Aaron.
No, it doesn't actually, because I'm still talking about what we're playing. None of you.
Yeah,
God.
Kemp is the only one that's fucking said. Right. Aaron,
I'm so used to saying PUBG.
Yeah, I'm the only one that's answered that question so far. There's still like 3 people.
Yeah.
What I have played this week is Dragon Ball FighterZ. Which is pretty good.
Or is it Dragon Ball FighterZ?
No, it's Dragon Ball FighterZ. The issue with that game is that you try and do combo and you get blown up by people who just use the auto combos. And it's fucking frustrating as fuck.
Well, you have like macro keys and just binds.
No. So if you press like 4 lights, it auto combos you. If you press 4 mediums, it auto combos you and does like a...
Oh, so it's like a noob
a
fight.
Super. So it's like...
Wait,
it's
what?
Arc Systems work, isn't it? So it's like Persona 4... Well, Persona... Fuck, what's it called? Ultimax. There's like that.
Hold on. There's auto combos.
Did you not know that?
Yeah.
Did you play the beta?
I reviewed the game.
Fucking hell.
Oh, mate.
I just mashed the, well, on the controller, it's right bumper.
LOL on controller. You played a fighting game on controller, LOL.
I hate you so much.
But yeah, so like if you press A,
yeah.
So if you press like mash through A, then it auto combos, but it doesn't drop it, so you don't have to hit it like within a couple of frames or whatever.
Yeah. No, I just found that I got pummeled to shit when did anything past like beginner, because it's,
did you cop a Hadouken?
Yes, in Dragon Ball.
Like,
I did a Hadouken.
Everybody has Hadouken motions. So every it's super simplified, Tempe. So basically, everybody has a forward Hadouken and a back Hadouken.
Why would anyone play this game? Like,
because
it's really fun. It is really fun.
I don't play fighting games at all. I hate fighting games. I just can't get on with them because I just mash buttons. But this was the only one where I felt like I was actually understanding what I was playing.
For mashing buttons.
Well, yeah.
That's what you do with PUBG as well. You just mash buttons.
Exactly.
That's what he does with any game.
Mate, I'm playing fucking Railway Empire and I'm mashing buttons well bad there. Like getting trained from A to B. That's it. I'm just ham-fisting my keyboard.
All you have to do is get over them ridges, mate.
Got to lay them tracks by mashing X and B.
X and B?
Wouldn't even be surprised.
It's a joke.
Yes, the only other thing I've played is Battalion 1944, but we'll get into that later, I suppose.
That's also bullshit.
Yeah, I've held out on that as well. Apparently I'm banned now.
Played like a lot of Heroes of the Storm, but...
Can we not get...
No. Like, there's not really much to talk about there. That's like, the game's fun.
No, you got... And you get really salty when people are being shit.
I don't... It's not genuine salt, though. That's the thing. It's 100% not genuine salt.
I've like, never heard...
Genuine salt is Battalion, mate.
Like, I've asked this question before, but, like, why not Dota? Like, why does anyone else play any of these games at Dota?
Just because, like, Dota's, like, a 30-minute... plus investment. Like, Heroes of the Storm matches end really fucking quickly.
Heroes of the Storm, I haven't got to put half the level of thought in. I can just hop on and play.
Yeah, but if you're paying some fucking pirate to blow up half the enemy's base, like, no wonder it takes, like, such little time to finish it.
That one game he played.
It's stupid.
Yeah. No, that makes... Yeah, but I guess it takes the effort out of MOBAs.
It's more thinking of things on a macro level rather than at a micro level, I suppose.
Yeah, but you do get tilted.
Oh, I tilt like fuck.
You get
like,
so you've angry.
You've been in my car. Like, you've been driven around by me. Like, it's not just games that I tilt.
No,
it's just
no,
genuine
yeah.
life.
You do just tilt at life in general. That's
yes.
I live my... I'm always slightly sliding backwards because I'm always tilting.
Bit of an angry knob, you could say.
Yeah.
Oh my
just
god.
Just a bit of a knob, really.
A bit of is.
Well, let's just say the second. Nice. Is it the first time I met you? We almost got into a fight.
No, that was the second time. That was definitely the second time. When we were driving back.
Yeah, that was the second lift that you gave me. So that was the journey back. The first time meeting you.
That wasn't my fault.
What was the fight about?
I guess some kids in another car kind of cut us up a bit, and he just wouldn't let it go. Even when we were driving, like
most Josh thing I've ever heard in my
life.
Well,
this isn't fucking Frozen, mate. I'm never letting it go.
No, it was they were arseholes. Like they kept baiting, so it kind of, you know, it makes sense. But
and being the gentleman that you were like, oh, let's let it go, let's let it go. And he was like,
and I was like, you're a fucking no chance, mate. Yeah, I mean. Like, I was going to say, the one thing Aaron's not letting on here is that, I know Aaron's like, the entire way through that, he'll be doing nothing to calm Josh down. He'll either be laughing hysterically or egging him on, or a combination of the two. So
I can't remember what I was doing. We're almost home.
Egging
so
him on, most likely. This is you. I know what you're
like. I think I was being quietly, I was just being quiet because this is the second time that we've been in a car together. And I didn't know what was going to happen. And
that sounds like a
That sounds fucking dodgy.
Now I'd be egging him on. I'd be like, let's go.
Let's fucking have him.
No, actually, were you
puffed and hooded in the back of it or something?
No, I remember I was recovering from the pain of his glove box hitting me in the knee.
Yeah, my glove box doesn't stay closed.
It just opens.
If it's that slight bump in the road, it will come down straight away. And just
Fucking Renault, mate.
Yeah.
It's because he was angry and couldn't close it properly, so he just slammed it until it closed.
That kind of made it a bit broken. Yeah.
Like Aston Martin make perfectly good cars. Like, why could you not get one?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm really disappointed. Yeah, just get one on finance, man.
That was very specific.
Just get one on finance.
Oh, I would have spent $3,000 on a car. Oh.
That honestly, mate, you were the car worth anything more than £400 is an awful investment.
I've never seen this.
I'll be honest.
I wouldn't give you £4 for it, mate. They're like £400.
Alan, that car got us to and from the music video.
Yeah.
And we almost died several times.
I guess Josh.
That reminds me. The same first time that I'd ever met him, we get in his car and we pull away and he's like, yeah, this is probably the second time that I've almost died coming to Derby. And I'm like, all right, just turn the fuck around.
Turn the car around.
In the car. Hello, Aaron. Oh, yeah, by the way, I tend to almost crash while I'm here.
Yeah. But wasn't that the same time you got lost? You went to Mansfield?
Yeah, that's
the same time. Oh, yeah, was that the time it took you like 3 hours to get home?
Yeah, 40-minute journey. It took me 3 hours. And I was fucking low on fuel as well.
If you're gonna go to Derby, you might as well get the best curry in the UK. Like, just saying.
Not Spawn. No, because it's expensive. I can't afford
that. Oh, is it?
I can't afford those prices.
Fuck's sake.
I can't afford £15 for a korma.
Would you have a fucking
korma
as well if you
went? Would
you order
a korma?
No!
It's not super expensive. It's about £70 for like two people, but like...
What the hell?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, a few beers and, you know, a bit of
I was
going to
say, hang on a minute. Is this £70 with your level of drinking?
Huh?
Is this £70 with your level of drinking?
No.
I was going to say, because if that was the case, it'd be about, what, £4.50 for everyone else?
No, I'm saying that, like, I think Aaron was right with the £15 of curries. And then get a bit of rice, get some G-nans, get some other shit happening, a bit of samosa, you know.
Some G-nans? What the fuck? Did you get garlic naan bread? Oh, you scum.
Scum?
Hey.
Scum.
Oh, hey. God.
It's all about Peshwari, mate.
Yeah, well, I love eating fucking sugar with my meal. I love it.
Exactly. Hi, guys. Welcome to the curry cast.
Do you know what I could, honestly? All right, so if you wanted a chicken jalfrezi, it'd cost you $9.95.
That's not that bad.
It's not actually.
$2.95
for some pilau rice.
Shall we go?
Rice is just horrible.
Yeah, but
I will take a train up. I will fucking hire a car and come back to that.
No, you do it because the one they have a Derby one, but then one in Burton, which is literally down the road from me. So it's like,
I'm gonna go to the Derby one, obviously.
No, Josh, we drive by it every time.
Yeah, but there's a train that goes to Derby. Like, I don't want to take three different trains to get to your house. No, well, all right. You have to change.
You go to the Derby one, we'll go to the Burton one, and then we'll see who has a better time.
I'll take old mate out for, like, Valentine's or something at Burton, the Derby one.
So, I'm literally staying.
Hello.
What have you played this week?
I've played the real game of life and got in a decent gainful employment. Other than that...
Boom!
Is it in London?
No, it's not in London.
Kind of is.
Oh, fuck. I live in Essex. I'm further from London than both of you. That's the best bit about that joke. But I've also played Heroes of the Storm with Josh, which was basically me laughing at him getting tilted. And I played Overwatch earlier, and that's been it. If I'm honest.
Oh, you're playing PUBG for a bit, wait.
I'm not playing PUBG. I don't have it. I've uninstalled PUBG off my fucking computer.
Oh, that's unfortunate, because... Like,
purely so I don't have to play it. If it's not there, I cannot be talked into playing it, because no one will want to wait the 14 hours for me to install it. So,
well, if you start now, we can play tomorrow, mate.
I'm not about tomorrow. Fuck it, man.
By Wednesday, like, you know.
That won't be about Wednesday either.
Yeah, never are.
I know. It's funny, that.
So, I've been playing Monster Hunter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I don't like it.
When did that come out?
I can't believe you don't like it. I can't believe you don't fucking like it.
I can't believe he doesn't like it.
No, the issue is, I hate fucking games that you just grind the same shit over and over again.
Yeah. Have you never played, like, an MMO, then?
No, for that reason.
Oh.
My issue is...
Oh, yeah, shit nerd. Always forget about it.
From, like, the few moments watching it on, like, a PS4 Pro, which is supposed to be, like, Sony's premium console.
Low console, low.
Yeah, exactly. Low console, low. It's like... the fucking insane frame dips in it. Like, oh, yeah. It's like, oh, that look, that's running okay. And it's like, oh, there's like 5 frames. Like, you know, how did you, where'd the other 55 go?
Have you seen the Digital Foundry report on it?
I imagine it's not glowing.
The console version doesn't go above 28.
Oh,
on any console.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, wasn't it?
Not even on the Xbox One with its unlimited power of the cloud.
Though, because it's not using the cloud, is it, you ding-dong?
Is that because that statement was the stupidest thing they could have fucking said?
No, we'll see the proof it's of that when Crackdown 3 comes out. That's why it's not coming out.
If it comes
yeah, right?
Out.
When and if.
Yeah. Is that the
it might be out this. It might be out this. I see, Toka is the only thing that's got me still half invested in that game.
Is that going to come out on PC?
Yeah. It should do.
Thanks. Fuck, because I
so
would buy
it's a Microsoft
well,
title.
Well, you're gonna have to upgrade from a Gen 1 i5 to like.
That's play. True.
Let's be real about this. So Aaron might as well just like continue playing on Xbox.
Aaron's just not even gonna bother.
Yeah. It's Gen 3,
done,
guys?
Are we done?
It's Gen 4, isn't it?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, sorry.
But I just don't. I like I can play it with friends, but. I couldn't just go into it myself. It's like, oh, I've defeated that monster that was already awkwardly, painfully difficult. But I, in order to progress,
but have you
the
never
next
played
one...
a Monster Hunter before? Like,
no,
that's literally what it is.
Well, yes, I learned that now.
The issue with Monster Hunter games is like they only really get interesting like 40 to 50 hours in. Like yeah. Once you start,
like about like your general MMO.
Yeah, it's basically like a.
But like Monster Hunter 3. Player, you think this one's bad? Monster Hunter 3, like Wii, was like add fucking loading zones into it, then watch yourself get tilted. Like, you know.
I fucking played Freedom Unite on my PSP. Like.
I don't.
If you want to hate life, do that.
I don't hate.
Well, I'm going to block you now for having played anything on a PSP. So.
What? Yes! Is that all it took?
No, I own 3 PSPs in the entire game back catalogue.
Lad.
You're
it's
like...
complete bullshit, I'm just hoping you'll block me.
I legit know a guy that owns like every Vita game and stuff. So,
oh, so like well, 4?
I was going to say, that's not an achievement.
All 4 of them.
Vita is such a fucking... Oh, it's so good.
I know. What? It's so good, but it's so bad.
I remember seeing someone... Someone put comments on about it, and it was like, "Oh, just imagine if I did like the PSP, but now with modern titles." I was like, "What? You mean the PS Vita that didn't do that?" And they're like, "Oh, it do so well." I was like, "You mean the Vita?" I'm like, no, with a couple months, I was like, "Yeah, the Vita that did." God, what of note did it do?
It came out. It had Gravity Rush on it. That's the console that Gravity Rush launched on.
Wow!
Well, I just full
and
on.
Then they made Gravity Rush 2 on PS4 because they're like, ugh.
I just have no time. Life. I have no time for handhelds anymore. You know, like Vita, Switch.
Here
like,
we go.
All this stuff.
Isn't a fucking handheld.
Here we go.
All this shit. Like, what is it then?
It's a hybrid.
A hybrid. It's a handheld console.
No.
Okay. No. Like, it's a tablet. Real talk. When did you last play it on your TV?
On my TV. It's plugged in right now.
Yeah,
when did you last play it, though?
When did you last play it through your TV?
like 2 days ago.
But... Oh, when your mates came around and we played Smash Brothers.
No, I was playing Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
With your mate?
No, it's single player.
I mean, there's one thing that's completely flawed in your argument there, and that is the concept of Josh having mates.
Yeah. I have you guys, and that's a fucking
having
push.
Friends that aren't us.
We're friends?
I've never met him, so I don't know.
Well, I was meaning the collective, like me and Alan, because, you know.
Wow.
Tempe's just some London dickhead.
Yeah.
Who I genuinely thought was just not going to show up the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't blame him.
He's been trolling me for 3 years.
Well, I knew Spod was there, so.
Exactly. <They thought>, Yeah, but the hilarious thing is I was waiting in that other bar for Spud for probably the past, like, 45 minutes, and it was the most horrendous experience I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, yeah, you did not mention it once in the group chat whatsoever, mate. Not at all.
Exactly. At least I'm not lying.
I didn't even know it was coming. I thought you were joking when you said it was coming.
Yeah, he was.
What's the next topic?
The next topic... Transition to let's talk about Mario Kart coming on mobile. Wow.
Oh my god.
Didn't know this was happening till this afternoon. Sounds
here
like
we go.
Sounds
is
like
that is that not happening till like next year anyway?
Pretty much.
You put a one instead of an exclamation mark.
That was that was intentional.
Uh-huh.
Is it going to be as bad as that run game?
Oh, I realize why you've done that now. Oh, I fucking hate you.
What?
Change it. Please change it. Please
Why?
Only put one exclamation mark.
Oh no, I'm not. I hadn't done it because of that.
Oh,
there you go.
It'll be like 30 seconds left. But thank you.
A bit of knobbery right there.
Okay, yeah. So there's no details.
Nope.
There are no details whatsoever. It's just coming Mario Kart Mobile. Or Mario Kart, wait, what's it actually called? I should probably know this.
It's literally just Mario Kart Mobile, isn't it?
No. It has a name.
You've missed an E now.
Have I?
Mobile.
Christ, I'm surprised Nintendo. I'm surprised.
Oh no, what a shame. I hope it doesn't offend anyone.
You know what it's going to be? It's going to be like some shitty, like, auto-drive, like, tilt your phone, you got a bunch of, like, wankers.
Oh, it's gonna
you got Mario Kart!
It is fully gonna be tilt your phone.
So...
are fully gonna go in on that, or you can use, you know, shitty little fucking thumb controller over here, which cuts off half a screen.
I'm guessing nobody played Super Mario Jump.
Yeah, that was...
That's the one that was, like, free to try!
Yeah, so...
It was free!
It was free to try.
Exactly. That's not how it was promoted.
Mario Run, that's it. So yeah, I've got the full game, and like...
It was shit.
It's called Mario Kart Tour.
Mario Kart Tour. But like...
Tour.
I would prefer it if I could turn left and right, like in Super Mario Run. But it's not a terrible phone game.
What part of the run don't you get? Like, he's running the whole time. Like, that's the whole point of the game.
Yeah, no, I understand the concept. I'm saying that if I was to fix it, I would make it so that I could turn left and right, Tempe.
Yeah, but you can.
I'd still have him auto-run.
Why would you turn left and right? It's like having Flappy Bird fly backwards. Why would you do that? But you want to go through the fucking pipes, don't you?
No, because the idea is to collect all the coins.
Yeah, but Flappy
like
Bird...
You don't... fucking... I've had enough of this conversation now.
So, do we
next
think,
topic?
Do we think it's going to be a free to try or a free to play?
I think
it'll be exactly the same.
It'll be like first world will be free and like no one will ever upgrade, or you'll like have to pay to play multiplayer.
And this is the way that I think they might go with it. It's going to be cosmetic microtransactions.
Like
it'll be both.
You want new vehicle, it'll be you pay for it. It won't be you earn it through X, Y, Z like you do with the actual games. It'll be, oh, you want that to not be base? Yeah, buy it. Did you want to play as that character? Buy it. You'll have like three off the bat and you have to buy it.
As long as you got Luigi off the bat, you're fine, right?
Give me dry bones or give me death.
Yeah, but
that's literally how they'll do it. And they'll be like,
I don't even play Peach.
Can say they've got a fuckload of players.
You've got to watch
Peach
them
is the only character in the game.
Pay for everything you want that you want. Like, yeah. Yeah, but it'll be like, do you want the baby Peach? Like, nah, it's going to cost you.
No. You want Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Toad. Like that. That's it. Like that's awesome foursome now.
I mean, you got to remember they've also got like they did Mario Run, and I think they realized that the free to try thing was a bit shit because their next game, the Fire Emblem one, that was free to play. The Animal Crossing one, that was free to play. But
well, I didn't play those.
Well, that's because
Animal Crossing I couldn't get into.
Yeah, I did.
I played
for about
it for
a month,
like,
and then I got
three.
Bored.
I played it for like 4 days, and I was like,
so is Animal Crossing like Frogger kind of, but you're just getting different animals across the road instead of just a frog?
Not
have you ever played any Animal Crossing game?
Not even close.
Like Frogger.
What? What?
Are you being serious?
I love how you all jumped on that. It was
why did we invite this guy along again?
I don't know.
He's still a better nerd than you are.
Yeah. Or just because he plays Mother 3.
Yeah, Mother 3 is that ultimate game. Yeah, that's a topic for another week once you guys actually play through the game. I mean, like 20 hours. Like, that's all I'm asking.
Can we book that in for podcast 378 and just forget about it for a good few years and come back to it?
We can book it in for 70. How's that sound?
Ooh. Wait, no, that's still too soon.
God, that
it is literally a year. It is a year away.
That implies Aaron hasn't told us all to fuck off by 70.
Yeah, there's a chance. Well, when he turns 70, so next week.
Wow. I'm not even the oldest one here.
I know, 20 years ago.
No,
but it's not as fun.
No. Wait, so which,
I thought
one
old mate was like 40. Like,
oh,
like,
old mate's team. Like 22.
I'm 22, mate.
Yeah, the youngest one here.
The way you sit back that Captain
wait,
Morgan.
Wait. Old mate's the youngest one here.
Yeah.
Is he? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I genuinely thought that was the old mate joke, was the irony of it.
No, it's just because you're a miserable bastard.
I did explain this the other day,
we have the origin. We have the origin story, and it was just simply that's what he calls people that he doesn't know.
Fair enough.
Just for you, it stuck.
Yeah, right?
No, it's because I said it. Like, when I first played PUBG with you two, and I was like, this is way before Vale even showed up.
Before Vale existed.
Oh, yeah, I took, like, 3 weeks of not being on, and it was constantly, when's old mate coming back?
Yeah.
Because you had no idea what match
it was. Still some of the best games ever with you back at the beginning. Like, that motorbike.
The beginning was great. The minute Josh turned up, it went to fucking shit.
I see how it is. We start doing well, and it's
Ooh, I'm gonna die like 2 minutes into the game.
Fuck off.
Alright.
Fucking hell. So let's talk about everyone's new old school, new school shooter, Battalion 1944. And I hate this game purely because of the fucking name.
Yet to play it.
Is it two T's or is it two L's? I don't fucking know. I always get it wrong.
Still never played it.
It's shit.
Still, I can't get into a game to play it. I'd love to try it. I love World War II shooters.
It is like, I hung around, you know, when it's like waiting for players and that, and you can still go run around shooting people and that. And to me, it was like, this is like a 2018 version of Allied Assault. Like, it just felt the same as that. Like, the Car 98 and everything felt the same.
Yeah, I've been on the shooting range, and I was like, okay, guns feel all right. This isn't bad. Still can't load into a game. It crashed like 4 times. I was like, I can't be out.
No, I was just sitting there. I was like waiting for 3 more players. I'm like, oh, that shouldn't. 20 minutes later, like, I'm just watching people drop in and out of the game. It's like, no one hangs around long enough for a game to start. And it was just I'm leaving. Like, honestly. And now I'm banned, apparently, because, like, I quit a game.
No, you're banned because you invited me to a game.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
Gee, that's just like I tried loading in. it would just crash and be like, this asset has failed. I did a full uninstall, reinstall. It just keeps crashing. I turned it down to the lowest possible setting. Just keeps fucking crashing. I'm like, I put it on a solid state. Doesn't work. Like, well,
so Aaron and I had the same issue with the menu, with the ridiculous like epilepsy blinking. I started feeling really nauseous. I'm like, I all I need to do is click apply and it's going to be fine. I couldn't like look at the screen anymore. I'm just like kind of like.
So am I the only one that's actually got into a game?
No,
but you said it was like an hour and a half for you game, right? Like the day it came out.
I got into one within about 20 minutes. No, not even that, like 5 minutes.
But again, to say you got into a game within 20 minutes and for that to be a fucking achievement is bad itself.
Yeah, I lied.
I played a little bit before the podcast and I got into games pretty quickly after that.
Yeah.
But the fact is the gameplay sucks.
See, now, I've only played, like, 4 games, right? I got into one probably within a couple of minutes. Like, that part of it was fine. Well, actually, no, the first game we loaded into, everyone else that joined after me was spectating, and the game just wouldn't start.
Because it forces you to select team for some strange reason.
After that,
it didn't.
It doesn't
tell you to do that. So you sit in spectate.
After that, that didn't happen. So the first game I got in, you go into casual, and it's basically just CSGO. The same old, like, search and destroy, bomb, disfuse, whatever, you die, you have to watch everyone else play.
I thought it was just Deathmatch.
No.
That's what I thought.
No.
No.
So, right. Casual... That's what I got from the lobby, but anyway.
Oh, yeah, that is to begin with. Like, the lobby to begin with is, like, just Deathmatch, but it doesn't count towards anything. But once you actually get into a game, it is, it's Counter-Strike. And basically, snipers are being... Like, they just rule overall. You just have people camping at the very first, like, choke point, and as soon as they see you within the crosshair, it's click, boom, dead.
Yeah.
And that's literally...
It's like one shot, isn't it, as well? So.
Yeah.
You don't even get a chance to see that there's someone there. And there, the particular map that I played, there was 3 different areas that the opposite team could get to before we, because we had the bomb, so we had to go to the different points. They just camped at these 3 spots with a sniper rifle, and as soon as you turn the corner, that was it, you're dead. Everyone else, it's just jumping corners. It's just... I didn't have a lot of fun. And yeah, I got really fucking pissed off.
I had absolutely no fun with it.
So, I had zero fun. I'm going to give the arcade... I'm doing, like, air quotes here, I don't know why, but there's an arcade version, that's where you get Team Deathmatch.
Capture the flag.
That sounds exactly like the arcade on Counter-Strike.
Yeah, so...
So, yeah.
If you want a spoiler on that, Aaron, like, TDM, and TDM's not any more fun. Capture the flag's alright, but that has the same, like... It's just boring. It's boring and, like... It's just...
I mean, I understand...
It feels uninspired.
I mean, the thing is, they're aiming to make what would be like a 2003, 2005 game in 2018. So...
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, to me, that's why it resonates. It's like, you know, Allied Assault. Like, I really enjoyed playing that kind of... But I don't want to play fucking plant the bomb shit. I want, like, just Team Deathmatch or Deathmatch.
Well,
like,
this is the thing. I think it's becoming less about... bringing an old school shooter to new school. I think it's about bringing an old school shooter to esports. I think that's the basic crux of it. This is going to be the next, or they hope it's going to be the next esport darling, where people are playing thousands of pounds to.
Well, not in its current shape. So.
Well, no, but that's basically
what
it is.
The thing is, there's nothing that makes, from what you described it, because I've tried, I can't fucking play the thing. There's nothing that makes it stand out from Counter-Strike. So why is any company going to want to take a new fledgling game over Counter-Strike, where they're guaranteed to get teams coming in,
because it's
viewers, and a prize pool? So that's the difference there is the gun that's being used. And if everyone's using sniper what I assume the only 2 guns will get used will be a sniper and some form of assault rifle.
Yep.
What are the guns that get used in Counter-Strike? A sniper and an assault rifle.
Oh, absolutely.
Grenades, smoke. There's no fucking difference. Yep. No one's going to pick it up. Why would you take this fledgling game, which is exactly the same as it but runs worse, over an established title with a decade of fucking esports experience?
The beautiful thing is, like, esports teams have already picked up players for this.
Yeah,
it's like,
Why?
The game's in beta. It came out.
All I'm going to go out on a whim and say is that everyone that's been picked up for that are the people who are not good enough to make the CSGO team.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
I don't think there's even a probably about it. That's genuinely what I genuinely believe that'll be it.
The thing is, it doesn't play like CSGO.
What other shooters are you close though?
No, I mean, it doesn't play like it, but it does have the very, very much the same concept. The fact is, a casual and ranked match is going to be this bomb planting mode. You're not going to have a team deathmatch. You're not going to have Counter-Strike, capture the flag in that. You're not going to have any other type of game mode like Kill Confirmed or Free For All. That's what I was expecting. I was expecting what like Call of Duty 2, Call of Duty 3 had. Some sort of competitive game mode, not just the same old plant a bomb.
Was there even a Call of Duty 3?
Yeah.
How do you think we got to Call of Duty 4?
Yeah, I'm joking. It was console. I never played it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I hate you.
But yeah, that's...
Biggest mistake.
That's easy. What I've seen. Shut up, for God's sake. Go on. I'm just going to mute you. No, but like, yeah, that's what I've literally from what would be about 20 minutes play. Like, and as well, the match lasts so fucking long.
Oh, I did a search and destroy
Counter Strike the other day, like a couple of weeks back, didn't we? We're like, fucking hell, when does this end?
I did a search and destroy the night that it launched, and I think it was like 14 rounds, and then it went. Swapping sides.
Exactly.
What the fuck? What do you mean fucking switching sides?
Yeah, I think it was 12, and then it was switching sides, and I just quit. I was like, fuck this. Like, no.
But if the game was compelling and fun and, like... I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I hate it, but I was really
looking forward to it. Like, it was one that I've been looking out for since it was first announced. Like... Holy shit, you know, something to escape the Call of Duties of the world, and now it's just, let's just...
Well, it's like The Hunt, right? But good luck with that.
I haven't even had a chance to play that yet.
Well, yeah. I don't think anyone will be today.
Well, because they've closed the servers down. We're closing it down because of an issue. Maybe we'll open them later. Bye!
Should be up by tomorrow. Cool. How long is the alpha lasting for? Anyway.
Until the 15th, 16th.
Isn't that speculation?
No. They've actually said.
Cool. Maybe I'll get to play one game before then.
Maybe I'll get into it before then.
Well, the games that Paul was playing when we were streaming on Nerdable.
Yeah, but we need, like, multiple people. Like, we can't just use, like, the one account.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Yeah, I can. Paul said that he'll give me his account and then we'll just put someone else on Nerdable.
Okay.
Can you only have teams of two, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. The closed alpha runs until the 16th of Feb.
Oh, that's not too bad then. Maybe I'll get in before then.
Are they going to extend it like Sea of Thieves? Because, like,
probably.
They can't get their shit together.
Probably. Because why not?
That's always my favourite with, like...
I still haven't played Sea of... I never got to play Sea of Thieves for the same reason.
Yeah, I didn't either. Shall we let the boys talk? About their little homoerotic...
Yeah, if you two want to fuck off to the bog for like 20 minutes, feel free.
Well, I just did that, so...
Yeah, well... Oh, dodgy timing with that one then, my friend.
Yeah, you fucked up, my son.
So the basic crux is that Battalion has definitely some teething problems and perhaps just a massive infection going on anyway.
It suffers from my biggest pet peeve with betas, where it's like, oh yeah, it's launched, but nobody can get into a game. Oh, sorry, guys, like we didn't anticipate this. Just like, but you can gather like a basic idea of how many people are going to smash your server. Just go for 20% more than you think it's going to be, and you'll probably be way better than this is. Like, it happens with every fucking Battlefield game that comes out.
Oh, like, day yeah. One, every oh, Battlefield beta, unaccessible.
I don't... I had the only time I played Battlefield 1 was in the beta, and it worked fine for me.
I couldn't get into... a game for like the day of, well, the day the beta came out. Like, it got better further on, but the point is,
basically,
like
the first like 20 hours of that beta launch was, if you got into a server, don't fucking leave it.
Yeah,
just
that was basically it. I mean, once the thing is, like, it happens with, it generally happens with the launches as well. Like, I got Battlefield 4 on release.
What happens with PUBG all the time? So.
And you know, it just can't get into it.
Was that when Bad Company 2 came out? Like, I couldn't play that online for 2 days, something like that.
Oh, Bad Company 2.
It's like when Call of Duty World War 2 came out. Couldn't play that for about a week.
You weren't really missing out.
Basically, when games come out, companies don't. Oh, we didn't anticipate it. I mean, it's like, stop trying to fucking humble brag about yourself.
But how can you fuck up Call of Duty? Because, like, you know, like, your general year-to-year player base of the game.
No, and everyone's enough of a fucking sheep with that franchise that they all pre-order anyway, so you know exactly how many people are going to fucking have it.
Ah, but that's the point.
You see your pre-order numbers and you go 20% more. That'll equate
for people who buy it on the way home from work.
But I think that's the issue with this one, and that's one thing I kind of had a little rant about, was that they put their beta behind a pre-order paywall. The only way that you could play, not the PC version, but the console version, was to pre-order. So when the console version launched,
PC came a lot later though, right?
Yeah. So when the console version launched, there was just shit because they had, well, it's been one of the biggest Call of Duty games in the series history for a little while.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Because it is finally a good Call of Duty game. So if they're basing it on previous titles, their estimations will be down, and perhaps maybe they should have opened the beta up to everybody, so then they could maybe realise that there was a lot of people that wanted to play, rather than putting it behind a pre-order paywall.
I just don't understand the whole fucking concept of doing it, because the amount of games I've played, like, I got into Battlefield originally, Battlefield 3, and the only reason I did is because I played the beta and went, okay, it's actually really fun. Would I have touched it otherwise? No, not a fucking chance.
Yeah.
The beta is, as much as it is, you know, okay, let's iron out a bunch of kinks, which is not even anymore because companies just don't fucking pay attention. No, it's a fantastic marketing demo. It is essentially a demo, but fucking use it as a massive marketing tool there is.
And you're have it for free for everybody.
Yeah.
You're doing yourself a massive disservice to put all that time and effort into sorting that out and then not make it free.
Well, as well, the issue is...
baffles me.
The length as well, because sometimes a beta will come on and I'll just be like, eh, I don't have the time to play the 16 hours that you're putting this beta on for, because you know it's going to crash halfway through the weekend and they'll turn it off for like a good, you know, 10 hours.
So, yeah. I didn't get to play the Monster Hunter beta until like the very last one. Because every day every time it came up, I'd download it, go to play it, and by the time I'd like come around to playing it, which would be like 2 days afterwards, it was closed again.
Yeah. I think kind of like what the Hunt's doing is they should perhaps do a beta for a good 2 weeks, like solid, so then they can get peak hours and off-peak hours. Because you do a beta weekend, chances are there's a good number of people that were going to buy it anyway that aren't going to be able to do this one specific weekend. So to run it for longer than just 2 fucking days would be hella useful.
Again, if you're going to put the effort into fucking making it, why? Like, that is an awful lot of effort to get a beta together for 2 days.
2 days is just rubbish, isn't it?
You're not gonna gather a good amount of data in 2 days. You're not.
No.
That is not enough time for people to fucking play test that. Why not keep it open for longer? People are going to get a chance to play it and they're going to pick up your game.
Yeah.
There is not a negative to running it longer than, oh, you might have a bit more upkeep in server open for that time. But you'll actually know how to fix your fucking game and people will buy it.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of things that people buy, let's talk about something that happened earlier this week, was it? Oh,
last
sorry.
Last Sunday.
Oh, another weekend thing. Maybe that's why we couldn't play half the beaters. Let's talk about sweaty men and women in a ring.
Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
The Royal Rumble.
Josh is a bitch. Josh is a bitch and didn't watch it with me live.
No, fuck that. I watched it the day after because
I didn't get an invite to that, old mate.
I wish I watched this live with you.
I would have marked out with you, but like, yeah, I should have watched. I should have stayed up, but I'd have just been dead at work.
So yeah, but you don't do anything anyway. You just sit in our Discord server.
How are you ignoring Tempe's like? Where was my invite?
I have no idea he liked it.
Are you no? You're nah.
Plain and simple.
I didn't even get an invite.
I used to like watch every Royal Rumble and WrestleMania.
Alan, it's because I don't want to have to sit there and explain to you who all these new people are.
No, I got all that down.
I haven't. You're just like, who's this? I don't want that. I also don't want you smashing my TV the minute someone you actually recognise shows up.
Why would I smash your TV?
I know that! Oh my god, literally.
It wouldn't just be John Cena.
It would just be Cena.
No, name someone else on the current roster.
Randy Orton.
Chris Jericho.
Jericho's not on the...
Jericho's a free agent. So.
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. His optician dad, Brock Lesnar.
I don't fucking know.
Sable. Oh,
who did you say?
Sable.
Sable, that's his wife, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, they married, yeah. I think.
Oh, well.
But anyway, do you want us to actually talk about the Rumble?
Yeah,
you've got Sting.
Sting's retired.
Undertaker.
Wait.
He comes back once every 2 years to wrestle. That's fine.
There's that chap that's big and does films.
That chap that's big and does film. Really? Yeah, really?
Not John Cena.
Goldberg.
Goldberg. That's the one. That's who I meant.
I was about to say. If you're gonna go for,
he meant the Miz.
Oh yeah, obviously the Miz. Yeah.
Michael Miz.
Hey, Tempe knows.
The Rock.
The Rock. No.
Yeah,
he's a celebrity wrestler, isn't he?
He's a celebrity.
He's a cheeky part-timer.
He's just a celebrity. He's not a fucking part-timer at this
point. Right, hold on.
Pops back and takes the title.
Triple H.
Goldberg. Triple H, yeah.
He's like a director in the company, isn't he?
Yeah, COO.
Look, yeah. I'm not doing a bad job here, come on. Bret Hart.
Shane O'Mac.
Shane O'Mac, sadly, he's still wrestling.
What are you on about?
Those hands?
You're gonna catch those hands, Alan?
Oh, back
down
and...
his fucking throat.
Who's the guy who won the Rumble?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
Nagasaki.
No.
Fucking hell.
Fucking Funaki.
No. The King of Strong Style himself.
Yeah. So the Rumble was, I would say, like a 5 out of 10. Like
the actual Rumble, the whole event.
No, the whole event.
The whole event. Yeah.
Yeah.
A 5. I think that's a bit generous.
No, because the actual Rumbles were right. It was everything else around it that was a bit crazy.
Oh, I don't know. Sasha Banks kicks though. They definitely fucking.
Oh man, yeah. They were something else.
That's honestly what I've seen. Wasn't she Wonder Woman?
Yeah, she was Wonder Woman.
No, Josh, you got a little bit. John Cena must have been between them. That's why you couldn't see.
Well, oh, she was kicking John Cena. How that makes
must have been it.
Wrestling joke.
Fuck off. You said you can talk about it, so we're going to fucking talk about it.
I never said that I'd be serious.
There's also another 1 minute till you can stop talking about it.
What? We're here for like another half an hour, mate. They've got plenty of time.
We've got fucking loads of time, mate.
All right, so Royal Rumble, what is it?
What is it? So the Royal Rumble is 30 men and now 30 women.
Over, Oh, is there two separate ones?
Yeah,
this was the first ever Women's Royal Rumble this year.
How do they pull up 30 women?
They've got 60% legends, and then they drag up a load of legends to come back, and then they pluck a few out of NXT.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
Kairi Zayn and Ember Moon.
Ember Moon, oh, fucking okay. So
it was Tori Wilson in it.
Tori Wilson was in it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And Trish. Good old Trish Stratus.
Yeah, Trish Stratus is like probably the best female wrestler.
I have to ask her.
Also, is it me or is every one of the retired female wrestlers now doing some form of fitness course on the internet? Because I swear that's what they called them out with. Now, does fitness course on the internet? It's like you can tell because they are all shizzled as fuck.
They all got inspired by DDP.
Yeah, they've all just gone and done like an online fitness course. But I mean, it must be fucking working because they came out in incredible shape.
Well, like,
it's half the women's roster currently. It's a bit of shame in that regard, if I'm honest. It's like,
Eve Torres is like a jiu-jitsu instructor or something, right? Is that her name?
I know a couple of them have come over from MMA. Speaking of coming over from MMA, Josh.
Don't. Fucking don't.
What did you think? Ronda Rousey coming out and pointing at a sign for like 3.5 minutes.
You have your first ever Women's Royal Rumble, the big thing of like, oh, they get to pick who they fight. And obviously Shinsuke, when he won the men's one, was like AJ Styles, because let's redo Wrestle Kingdom 10.
It never happened though. They've never fought before, Josh.
They've never met each other.
They've never met each other inside of a ring.
They came up with the name The Club just on... Oh, it just came out of Vince McMahon's fucking head.
It came out of his arse. 100%. Never happened before. They've never met each other until the WWE.
But, like, you have Aaron's Asuka win, and they pick their whoever, and so you have Charlotte... Woo! Flair. And,
Never do that. Please do that again. Never
fucking,
do that again.
The goddess Alexa Bliss, who is the best, and she's standing there just like, oh yeah, cool. It's like, oh, this is tense.
We're all sat there going, call them both out, go on,
yeah,
say you want to fight
both.
Fucking
unify
both.
The title,
go on,
how fucking sick could that be? And then
fucking
Ronda Rousey comes out, says nothing, points at the sign. Why would you have a WrestleMania match? You've just signed. You've got no fucking feud. Fuck
she
off.
She goes to have a handshake with Asuka. Asuka kind of goes for it, yanks her hand back, was the only good bit of that entire segment. She then shakes her hand with Stephanie McMahon, if the rumours are true, her match is supposed to be against Stephanie, so why the fuck are you shaking her hand?
Yeah, that's the beef, isn't it?
She put her in an armbar, like, 3 years ago.
Put her in an armbar with The Rock. Like the rumoured match is Stephanie and Triple H versus Ronda Rousey and an undisclosed partner.
Please
make it Heath Slater.
You know who it should be? It should be the submission machine. It's Taz!
Oh, No.
Imagine, you fucking... I'd mark out to that.
Please.
Taz rolling down to the ring.
I don't want to see Taz go over in 2018.
He can have a towel on his head like he used to do.
I don't want that in 2018. No, but it's just like, you've got this fantastic moment with, you
Pete
know,
Slater.
It's to be. Here's all the people that have done fantastic, you know, these women have done great. Here's someone who's done nothing in wrestling, but she's beat some people up in an octagon a couple of times. I know she's done more than that, right? And I know she did big things for that side of it. But in the actual wrestling, she hasn't done anything.
Did she really?
She brought a lot more attention to women's MMA than anybody else has.
That's because she was a knobhead.
Well, it's the same reason why everyone cares about Conor McGregor.
Yeah, he's a wanker, and that's why people watch
wanker,
him.
He's a wanker, but I love him.
That's literally it. She's coming in here to get a Mania match, and she's underpinned that really key moment.
Do you think she's going to win?
The end of the quintessential. You know, that's the one that people are going to remember. Let's face it, next year's Women's Royal Rumble, in about 10 years' time, no one will give a single fuck because it was the second one. No one gives a shit.
Nah.
No one will give a crap. And they need to get a lot more women on the roster because they can't yank back the same legends again. All the ones they didn't bring back are now at that age where they probably shouldn't step inside a ring.
It's a shame they didn't
bring back Vicky Guerrero.
They didn't call up the iconic duo.
She's a bit of a cougar, isn't she?
Like,
oh no, Tempe, no!
Fucking hell.
Excuse me! Excuse me!
That's literally what she did, and then just everybody threw her out. That was literally it. It was the best bit. But it did wake up the entire house when that came on, because they did not put a compressor on that fucking microphone and just let that
Just let her fucking go.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jumped out of my skin when she came out. And then again when she appeared on the screen. But she hasn't changed. She hasn't changed a bit.
No, she doesn't look like she's aged.
She's not aged a bit. Not one little bit. Oh, God. I was a bit annoyed Steph didn't pull the Kevin Coleman pop out from the announce table.
Yeah, that would have just made my life best.
If she just popped in there from that.
It's probably for the best.
I don't think it is, because did you hear her commentary?
Oh, she's about to go out. Like, no, come on, Steph.
Oh God, they're close. Of all the people that should know the choreographed spot in that match, Steph, I think it'd be you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it was good that they put that on last, but it now just feels. Sorry, carry on.
Are you saying wrestling's fake?
It's real to me, damn it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Predetermined, mate. Complete difference.
You're saying that everything. That is.
If that's still news to you in 2018.
Who's excited for the Superb Owl tonight?
I'm going to go and reassess
You mean the Puppy Bowl? I can't wait.
Oh, God, I wish I could watch that.
But see, I have no... I'm going to be honest, I have no care for the Super Bowl. I don't understand it. I don't understand American football. It's rugby with more breaks in my eyes.
It's not. I've played a bit of Madden. I know my football.
Oh, God.
You're making me Madden, mate.
Fuck off, Josh. Fuck off.
Hey, Josh, do you want to play a bit of Pez after there?
Oh, I'd rather fucking die, mate.
Christ.
I'll give you a game of FIFA, but I'm not playing.
I was going to say, also, if you're wondering why the Raw... I'm not getting Josh into the awful tag matches that happened on that card. Because we'll be here all night.
Oh, my.
We'll be here all night. But, yeah, no. Aaron, you can't claim you know a sport because you played Madden.
I was joking. Good. I haven't a fucking clue, mate.
I've literally not got a clue watching it. It doesn't.
No, I get it. Like, I understand it's about distance, but yeah, like watching it.
You're about distance, mate.
You've got to get in the tight end zone, right?
Are the Cardinals playing?
I should really know.
I haven't got.
It's
a clue.
The New England Patriots versus.
I didn't even know.
Patriots versus the Eagles.
I didn't even know.
Patriots won last year.
Patriots are always going to fucking win.
They've got a cheater, Tom Brady.
Exactly. Let's deflate some balls, bitches.
This is going straight over. I haven't got.
They've got Gronk as well.
Gronkatron?
No. No.
This is where we need fucking Brian to come in and tell us the fuck's
I was going to say, we need some of the stateside partner for this, because none of us have got a fucking clue.
You throw the ball and you put the ball in the ball and you
It's about
sports.
It's
fucking
about
sports.
It's not even about
sports. Sports.
For fuck's sake!
I thought this was a gaming podcast.
Yeah, it is. Doesn't that mean we can talk about sports?
No.
Oh no, we're afraid of sports, aren't we?
Yeah.
Is there any other games to talk about though? I mean,
not
February
really.
Is just,
this
it's,
month
it's
has been
what,
like
it's a month. It's a month of remakes, and then Kingdom Come Deliverance.
So,
now that's a game to be excited about.
I can't wait for that.
About that curry.
Yeah.
Curry. Curry. Why are we going back to the curry?
Just thought it'd be a nice way to end it, because you know.
We're getting a curry. To be fair, next week,
I would kill for a curry right
I will be totally honest. If we're going to be doing music, skateboarding, and curry, I think that'll be me done for like 2 months. I can't do that many activities in one day.
That's fine.
But that also means the following weekend.
That means we haven't got to see you for 2 months, mate. Fucking
perfect. Oh, enjoy rehearsal without me and get into the studio.
We can get to the studio without
the basis, that's fine.
I fucking hold you all together, and you'll see. You will know that.
I'll just lob you on the backing track. It won't make a difference.
Surely the photo shoot would be a little weird. We could just Photoshop you in. I'll just Photoshop you in. It's fine.
I'll go Photoshop.
I've seen your fucking Photoshops, mate.
Yeah, they're fucking grand, lad.
Are they?
Yes.
They ain't.
You? Oh, yeah. I've seen them.
Yeah, I would put an example in, but I don't think somebody would like.
No comment.
Exactly. Josh is great at Photoshop.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm fucking better at Photoshop than you are with my eyes closed.
I'm going to fucking do one now while we're on the podcast.
Well, I'm literally about to put it to an end, so...
Unless you can
knock up a Photoshop time, within, like, a minute. Oh, God, here we go. Here we go. Let's get the cutting tool.
Cutting tool. Wait, no. Oh, that's the picture I want. I wanted to... Oh, what the fuck? Why is it this way?
Just Jesus. Meant... So, what do we...
That's been an edible podcast.
That's it. I'm not fucking stalling for you.
No, I'm not stalling for him.
Have a good night.
I do need to come up with a better intro, though. So, if anyone thinks they could do a better intro than me, go ahead. Outro,
I never
sorry.
Heard that today's.
Outro.
We should sing a song.
Okay.
Every week, we should sing a song.
All right. What song should we sing this week?
Hello.
See, the it's just a curse. We can't do our introductions.
We can do it.
No, the thing is, we can't, but Gage really can, as you can tell from our Facebook content. So we should just get Gage to pre-record us some outros for the podcast.
Oh, yes.
Because he genuinely... If you haven't seen the Facebook videos that Gage has done, honestly, you need to go watch them, because they're my favourite. Getting one of those in my inbox to edit is a joy, especially like the last one where he was really. I'm going to drag him through the dirt here.
Cause I don't know who Gage is. So.
It was if you go onto our Facebook,
our Facebook page,
you'll be able to see him. He wasn't very well for the last one, bless him. So I had 14 minutes of video to troll through to make that into an 8-minute thing. Funniest thing I've ever seen. His outros are just the best thing ever. Mainly because it's ripping out into shreds.
Well, now he's getting tilted because we're not playing PUBG again.
Yeah, I know. He's got no idea what it's literally been. We play PUBG and now he's there like, we didn't play PUBG on Wednesday. But in fact, we've played like 3 different games since.
Yeah, but then last week, there was no stream on a Wednesday.
I know. We've completely buggered his entire outros up and he's just a little bit tilted by it.
Yeah.
And it does bring me a bit more joy than it should.
What was it?
It was Prey.
Oh, well, yeah.
I
blame Gage for not highlighting that one for you, I'm afraid.
What a prick.
Oh my god!
The thing is, though, is that the reason he doesn't highlight it is it's better to highlight Aaron's gameplay because it's shit enough you can rip it. Josh, it's at that level of mediocrity where it's like, yeah, it's passable. You can't really slate it. Aaron, on the other hand, oh.
I still don't know who we're talking about, dreadful. To be fair.
Go on our Facebook, you'll find out.
Head to Facebook.
I'm not plugging it anymore.
Head to facebook.com/nerdable to see some of our latest video content.
Where you're watching.
I'm on Discord. Where's this?
Oh my god, do you really want us to... I'll link it to you afterwards. Right, well that's it for the Nerdable podcast, number 43. I've been your hostess with the mostess.
And you certainly have.
Be sure to follow us and stuff.
And stuff.
Well, we've plugged the Facebook enough.
We have plugged the Facebook.
We have Twitter.
Twitter.com/nerdable.
We've got the website, nerdable.com. You can find the Nerdable podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. I need to find someone in the US so we can get it on Spotify and Google Play. But yeah, that's us. So
Don't say we're not ambitious.
Exactly. So that's been the Nerdable podcast. And shut up. And we'll see you again in 2 weeks' time. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.